So first of all, how are you feeling after the marathon yesterday?
I am feeling great. My legs are kind of a little tired a little bit because of the pound in the road and all these things. But other than that, I'm fine. Yeah, the body's feeling okay. I had a good sleep last night. So hopefully in a couple of days I will recover. I don't travel until Wednesday, so I have 2 days to recover.
And how was the atmosphere? What was your reception like?
It was great. On the course, throughout the course, it was just a lot of supporters. South Sudanese, the people from the United States, and the whole world pretty much were just supporting me everywhere, shouting out my name. It was great to be in that kind of race. I wish my body was feeling great and it was a race I prepared for it. That would have been even much better to compete well. But I think finishing there was just important, just like a winning for me.
You said before the race you were hoping for maybe a top 10 or top 20, but yes. Were the conditions too much today, or was it your preparation that you weren't ready in time?
I think the preparation was a factor. The condition wasn't a more factor to me because my body is good in the hot weather and it rained too. So, but I think it was just under preparation, and a plus the all media we gone through, it was just overwhelming and being rather tired and all these things, and everything was just happening in the last minute, like knowing that you're going to the Olympic and like a week before the Olympic opening ceremony was just, you know, it was something overwhelming. But so far, I'm glad that was able to finish and I was able to do what I planned to do. The position and the time was insignificant, and I insisted to to the media and everyone who asked me, what are your expectations going to the race? And I always tell them, I have no expectation. For me to just finish and show the people of South Sudan, that was number one thing in priority. Even if I could have finished last, it wasn't something would hold me the most. It was just about finishing. Even though some people would think, oh, we wish he could have won the gold or he could have medal for the country, but it's not the moment. You don't do something right away right away. It's a step by step, and something like this world competition is not a easy competition. People prepare for 4 years to be able to compete in the Olympics. So it's a big dream to any athlete, and you just compete as hard you can train as hard you can to be able to accomplish something in the Olympic.
Do you think that your story has inspired people's imagination for the Olympic ideal? Because for you, it was all about competing and being the first person to represent South Sudan, even though you weren't wearing the flag. Do you think that's why the media and everyone else has really got behind you and really found your story an inspiration?
I hope so. I hope that the whole world looking at my story and the way I fought to come to this Olympic has something and inspire them and make them learn. But that's something I will leave to them. I wouldn't say yes, my story is an expression story, or I am role model to young kid or hero to young kid. Is I am going to leave. I'm going to leave it up to them to be able to see in that way. If they can learn it, that this is the greatest story, and we should take it from it to help the other people too who struggle, just like me. The refugee all around the world and the people of South Sudan who are struggling right now, such as helping, supporting the sport of South Sudan, that would be great. That's something I would love to hear from them. But for me, I would not categorize myself to that way. I would just leave it to all the readers and the viewers and pretty much all the supporters.
You're very modest, but I was going to ask you, I mean, the theme of this Games was to inspire a generation. Do you think you've helped to inspire a nation of South Sudan and help put it on the map for a positive reason, rather than the normal news stories out of South Sudan are about hunger, they're about conflict, and you've given people a reason to think about Sudan in a positive way. So Do you think that will help South Sudan and the South Sudanese people to form a sense of national identity in the future?
I hope that's the reason. That's the whole reason. Bradford is sitting next to me here. He was inspired by the what going on in South Sudan, and he saw the talented that the South Sudan have as a people. So that's why he stepped in and helped me. And for me too, that's the reason I fought here to come to the Olympic to compete. I was not coming to compete. It was just about me or something like that, or saying, okay, I wanted to medal. There was no way I could have made it this way because I just compete in marathon 2 months ago. So to just being in that way, this learning is I hope South Sudan would take it, because if you have some opportunity and you don't take it and use it, then you that opportunity goes away from you and it slips away from you. So for us, I just hope we take this initiative, this opportunity, because it's put this one now is put, I hope it's put the South Sudan in the world map, in the world stations, showing that South Sudan, yes, is a country, not just about the war, not just about all these conflicts, but it's a country with positive stuff. It's a country with a young, talented kid who can compete with anyone in the world. And I hope that as a South Sudan Sport Federation and the leader would see my case and said, you know, we can build on this one. We started, this is a door open for us, and we can start building on this one and be able to, it's going to make our admission to the IOC much easier. And I hope that we're taken that way. But if we just talk about it and we don't do it in action, then it would not help us a lot. And I hope it's my goal from now on to find a way to go back to South Sudan and be able to sit down with whoever, you know, I want to sit down with them and talk about it, because this is really, really important for us to be able to take this right away while the world is still aware with what's going on in South Sudan is, and be able to get that, and hopefully we get admitted to the IOC pretty soon and IAAF pretty soon. That way, whoever we need to train sooner before the 2016, and it's my goal to do so.
So before Rio 16, do you have any plans to compete, or do you hope to represent South Sudan at the World Championships or anything similar?
It's just going to depends on how my paperwork goes from my refugee paperwork in the U.S., and if I get those, I am planning on going to South Sudan, hopefully, and get my South Sudanese passport. And from there, I will see what's going to happen. If South Sudan got accepted by the IAAF, and then the World Championships coming next year, which is very, very soon, and that's where I would just sit down and see what happens. If I don't become a U.S. citizen by then I think my life is going to be easy to just make one decision, saying, you know, I love my country, I continue representing my country. If not, then I sit down and say, what is the best thing for me, and what is the best thing I can do to help the South Sudanese people, you know, and the young generation? Because I just want South Sudan to be just like anyone else, to be at the world community and be able to compete at a high level, because I can see they're more talented young kids than me there. They can, you just train them a couple months and they're ready to go. And you saw it by yourself too as well. And they're just amazing. And that one is, they just need an opportunity. They need someone to show them, okay, this is how you get it done. This is how you do it. Yeah.
Do you feel any kind of, what's the dilemma in your head about U.S. citizenship or South Sudanese citizenship? Is it a hard choice to make, or is it just going to be whoever comes through the papers first for you?
Well, it's not a hard choice to make, because eventually we'll be a citizen to both countries either way. Unless the U.S. say, no, we cannot accept you now to be a citizen, that's the only way. But I think it should take the U.S. first, and I mean the U.S. already is to take the U.S. citizenship first, and then go travel to South Sudan, and then go get my nationality there. And then from there, it's just going to be my decision to make it. Since I'm becoming a citizen to both countries, to make it, okay, what do I need to do as sport wise? What do I need to do?